Elizabeth Elliot says that God knows the end from the beginning. He loves us, He is wise, and He calls us to put our faith in Him. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Secure in the Everlasting Arms and God's Guidance, A Slow and Certain Light. As you put your faith in the solid rock, study the unchanging word with us today.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot talking again today about Whatever My Lot. Yesterday, I read this quotation from H.E. Manning. I want to read it again. We ought to measure our actual lot and to fulfill it. To be with all our strength, that which our lot requires and allows. What is beyond it is no calling of ours. How much peace, quiet, confidence, and strength would people attain if they would go by this plain rule? To be with all our strength, that which our lot requires and allows, and what is beyond it is no calling of ours. That should be a relief to many of us. It certainly is a relief to me to realize that there are a whole lot of things in this world that are really not required of me. My brother Tom has a way of saying, well, that's something about which no view whatsoever is required of me. And especially it irritates me when I'm asking Tom for an opinion on something that I can't make up my own mind about. And he just sort of calmly says, that's something about which no view at all is required of me. To love God is to love God's will. Loving God is what Christianity is about. Now that's the long and the short of it. Not how often you go to church, not how many public prayers you can say, not whether you give your money to the church. That's really not where it's at. It's loving God 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, as well as Sunday. Are you perplexed today? Is there a decision facing you? A hard task that you dread? Ask the Lord what He wants you to do. You remember that when the Apostle Paul, who was then Saul, who was on his way to Damascus to get rid of some Christians, when he was struck to the ground by the Lord Himself and struck blind, and the Lord said to him, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Of course, Saul had been persecuting Christians. Jesus identifies himself with those Christians. Saul recognizes that it is God Himself who is speaking. And his question is, what do you want me to do, Lord? And the Lord says, get up and go into the city, and you will be shown. And that's a good question for us to ask if we're perplexed about anything. What do you want me to do, Lord? And the Lord tells us one thing to do. He may not be giving us the full picture that we're asking for. Paul didn't know what was going to happen when he got to the city. All he knew was that he was to go to the city, and then he would be shown the next thing. The lot of every human being entails, in some shape or form, loss. It's the human condition. It's contingency. Things which are liable but not certain to occur. An event or condition dependent on an uncertain happening. That's what a contingency is. The wonderful thing about knowing that the Lord is your shepherd is that there are no happenings about which God is uncertain. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that takes Him by surprise. What a tremendous balm that has been to my soul. B-A-L-M is what I'm talking about. Comfort to my soul to realize when something has taken me by surprise and seems very upsetting, to realize God wasn't surprised by that at all. He knew that was going to happen. It was allotted long ago, foreseen. Remember the story of Horatio Spafford? How he lost his four children at sea It was he who wrote that hymn, "When peace like a river attendeth my way." He had changed the cabin that he had reserved for his wife and children. Because of that change, which he really didn't understand why he was making, his wife survived. All the children did die, but his wife would have died also if it hadn't been for the change. God knew that the collision was going to occur. God knew that the children would drown. God could have stopped him from putting the family on that boat, couldn't he? But he didn't, for mysterious reasons of his own. Recently, my husband was given a little book called Light After Darkness by Mrs. George W. Matthews. It is an incredible story of a family who moved from Georgia to Texas back in the 1800s, right in the middle of the 18th century. They had discovered that there was lots of land to be had in Texas, and there didn't seem to be any more land near their home in Georgia. And the father, being very concerned for the future of his sons, wanted to move them where they would have plenty of land to start a farm. So the entire family moved, of course, in carts and carriages and wagons, from Georgia to Texas, taking along 72 slaves. Well, they reached a certain point and found an empty house where they were going to stop for the night. And there were some discarded clothes there in the house. These slaves, servants of theirs, of course, could not resist taking the clothes along with them. And as a result, many of them died of Asiatic cholera, and the disease was passed on to the family. And listen to this list. This lady, Mrs. George Matthews, lost a son, age 20, on February 10th, a son, age 14, on February 12th, a daughter, 15, on February 12th, her husband, on February 13th, a 5-year-old boy, February 13th, her mother, February 14th, another son, February 14th, another son, February 15th, and a son, age 11, on February 18th. In other words, 9 family members between February 10th and February 18th. They died of Asiatic cholera. And that woman survived. That woman continued to trust God. The book is a testimony of the utter trust of a woman in her Heavenly Father, her courage and her strength. And I thought of what Anne Morrow Lindbergh once wrote. She said, "One can bear one's own suffering, but that," speaking of someone else's, "I could not bear." We remember what Anne Morrow Lindbergh suffered, the kidnapping and murder of her baby. She found the courage to bear that suffering. And Mrs. George Matthews found the courage to bear suffering that you and I cannot imagine. And when we look at someone else's sufferings and we say, "I could never stand that," just remember, it's not required of you. But when it is, it becomes your lot. Surely, Horatio Spafford could not have imagined how he could survive emotionally the loss of all 4 of his children at once. But when it was required, the grace was given to him to say, "It is well with my soul." He who casts our lot, our Heavenly Father, it would be better to say, he who determines our lot, because there are no roulette wheels or lottery tickets or throwing of dice with him, he does so knowing exactly what effects and results will be. So you and I are safe in the everlasting arms. There is no other safety. Do you know a safe place in the universe other than the will of God? Sometimes we hesitate to do the will of God because we think that would be dangerous to do that. Think what loss would come to my family if I were to venture such a thing. What if this? What if that? What if the other thing? But the question remains, is there a safe place in the universe other than in the everlasting arms? Do you fear the loss of your job, the loss of money, the loss of your reputation, your husband, your children, your car, your looks, your keys, your youth, your opportunity, your property? Will you settle it today and cast all your care on him? It does matter to him about you. The Lord tells us not to cast away our confidence, but to cast all our cares on him. And there's a little poem that says, "But oh, how foolishly I act when taken unawares. I cast away my confidence and carry all my cares." Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate and hath shed his own blood for my soul. It is well with my soul.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.